With us in the studio, Tim Simmerman. He is the director of the Hypnotherapy Academy of America, based here in Santa Fe, but a worldwide organization, president of the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners, president of the International Registry of Medical Support Hypnotherapists, author of the book that we mentioned last week and talked a little bit about, and we got into noetogenesis as a healing technique. The book is Medical Hypnotherapy Volume 1, which means what? You might have another volume coming out in there.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy works long hours, although he just got married. He's going to take it easy a little bit, I think.
I promise.
You promise. So we talked about research studies last week involving breast cancer.
Surgery preparation.
Yeah. So let's go to the other two studies that you mentioned to me.
This one's a really powerful study about healing fractured bones. So if somebody, breaks a bone. And it was really an exciting study because we at the Academy get to see the powerful healing that happens. But this one was really measurable. So a Harvard Medical School researcher decided to get a population of people who had fractured their ankle.
Soon afterwards, they would address this?
Yeah, exactly. So they'd get intake at the hospital, and then they'd get discover that they had a fractured ankle, and then that person would get invited into a study. And so, normally a fracture takes 8, 10, 12 weeks to heal. So these people who participated in the study got hypnotized, meaning received a hypnotherapy session once a week where you're able to relax the mind, relax the body, and then give the subconscious mind instructions to accelerate or amplify the natural healing capacity of the body.
So is that a visualization they gave them?
Combination of therapeutic suggestions, speaking the language of the subconscious, which is different than normal speaking language of we all speak in a way that we speak with different pictures and words in our language, different symbols in our language, but the subconscious has its own language. Mm-hmm. So there's a specific sequence of words that we learn to speak in the right way to formulate a sentence. We have the right kind of imagery in a sentence. We want to always give the mind something positive to move towards. So the sentence structure of a therapeutic suggestion is such that it inspires, motivates, and moves the mind towards the positive direction. Mm-hmm. So they had imagery and affirmation that were used. And everyone in this study was pretty powerful. At the sixth week after the fracture, x-rays were taken to see the progress of the mending of the bones. The folks who were hypnotized, their bones had healed as much as 8 weeks normally. So they were healing 2 weeks faster. I mean, imagine if somebody has a fractured bone and they get out of their cast 2 weeks faster.
That's a 25% acceleration.
Pretty powerful.
Use my math there.
That's the power of our minds. I mean, that's the resource of our mind to accelerate. You know, our bodies and the intelligence within our body is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. And what we're learning how to do with hypnotherapy is actually clear the inhibition on that natural healing process. Mm-hmm. So we're really not adding anything. You know, hypnosis is not classified as a medical procedure, nor is it a psychoanalytic procedure. It's a technique where we learn how to speak to the subconscious mind, clear the inhibition on the natural healing process, and accelerate it thereby. Mm-hmm. There was another study. Again, this one was on surgery preparation. Again, like a little bit like last week's. This one's a little more impressive.
It was impressive to me when you told me about it, that an insurance company, Blue Cross
Blue Shield,
got involved. So
Blue Cross Blue Shield California.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to widen the gap between revenue and costs or revenue and payouts.
You know, they are. Yeah. And to the benefit of the client to the patient in this case, intraoperative hypnosis. So this is the use of guided imagery, relaxation, and therapeutic suggestion that directs the autonomic nervous system. The theory is that there are photosensitive neurons in the brain. And when we image something with our eyes closed or eyes open, when we create an image of something, it in a way gives a metaphoric instruction to the body. And the body says, oh, okay, I know how to go do what you're giving me pictures to go do. That's pretty powerful as it is. So this was the use of hypnosis both pre- and intraoperative, before and after sorry, before and during, intraoperative during. Mm-hmm. This resulted in less pain, fewer complications, and the patients going home 1 to 3 days faster, and saved the hospital, basically the insurance company, $2,000 per patient by the reduction of medical complications. Now, what does that come down to? Less pain and suffering, and a faster healing of the individual, and that's what really matters. Mm-hmm. We get to help people, learn the tools of self-healing. A clinical hypnotherapist is more of a mind power coach. We teach people how to use those inner resources to work on anything in life. So while we've been talking about some of the medical breakthroughs in hypnosis, but there's a lot of emotional patterns and ideas and, self thoughts that we work on, help people transform.
Mm-hmm. It's whatever, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, whatever is blocking you from being alive, well, healthy, prosperous, abundant, all these things that, at peace, even in the midst of all the turmoil that's going on in the world at this time. I think we use the word fear as a contractive force, and harmony and love, whatever you want to call that, as an expansive force. So hypnotherapy allows you to get into the things that are contractive and shut your life force down.
We asked the question in class. We're doing a free introductory class in healing and hypnotherapy as a career. And that's a 90-minute class. And during that class, I always ask the question, how is love best felt? And the answer is, in the absence of negative thinking. So in the absence of negative thinking, consciously and subconsciously, that which is naturally within us emerges, happiness and love. So our work is to help people actually find the way to reduce or eliminate the negative thinking, the negative and limited programming at the subconscious level, so that what's natural inside of us, love, abundance, joy, happiness, just emerges.
Our natural state.
Our natural state.
And if you look at our condition on the planet right now, we are very unnatural, and it's reflected in our environment. And, the pollution, the toxins, global warming, all that is, to my understanding, a reflection of the inner being that individually and collectively, if to the morphic field or quantum field, as you brought up before, if we get into balance as an individual, things change.
Everything else falls in place. What I love about our work is it gives someone a way to integrate their interests in practical spirituality, in the science of the mind, self-help, and a way to help people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really, we have these name tags at school. It says your name, and at the bottom it says agent for positive change. And I'd like your job description to be agent for positive change. We are a change agent. That's our work. Every single day I get to see people transform themselves. I don't do much.
I'll talk a little bit about the training. I mean, it's 450 hours. You do, two of these a year or three?
We're doing three semesters a year.
Three semesters a year, but in one 450-hour period.
Right. So people can take the class. I start to say, I don't do much, but I show people. They do all the work. So
look,
the client does all the work.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm into this work almost 30 years.
Okay, so it's your wisdom that comes forth easily now because you've learned all this. It's your turn to be a coach and instructor. So 450 hours.
Yeah, it's 9 to 6, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. People fly in, or people who live here can take the course. It's an intensive structure, so it's 4 or 5 days a week. You can take one module at a time, 2 weeks at a time, or you can take the whole course, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, depending on how far you're going to go.
So there's flexible ways of doing this.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
And then the graduate, right, is certified by one of the best schools in maybe the best school.
We're the most highly attended.
Highly attended.
Right. Of all the schools in the United States.
There's a reason for that. It must be your... your good nature.
My good nature. No, I've received a lot of sessions. We have a great team.
This is your passion.
I have a great team. Yeah. We have a fantastic teaching staff. We've got professional coaches and instructors. And so we have a large staff. It's a lot of our training. One of the reasons our school is sought after is because there's a lot of hands-on. So we have a proper balance between the theoretical, lecture, and didactic, then the hands-on. Mm-hmm. So every one of the healing techniques that we're teaching the student, they get to have an experience of during the course. So mm-hmm. a lot of self-healing occurs. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last semester. Last semester, we had a lady who had, she was out from Minnesota. She had rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. Her rheumatoid arthritis is so bad that she couldn't really hold a pen or a pencil in her hand. And she was concerned about taking the class because she couldn't really take notes. And she had to sit on a special riser in her seat so that it kept her lifted up so that to stand up was easier for her. Her feet and ankles and legs were affected. Her hands were affected. So she goes through the course, and we invite everybody in the class to apply what we're learning to themselves throughout the entire course. And by the end of the class, within a few weeks, she could take notes, and she was doing great. I mean, she could use her hands. She had the mobility back in her hands.
Right.
She could stand up again. She ended up awarding the school that riser because she doesn't need it anymore.
And she's a professional.
So now, yeah, she got the healing, but now she gets to go back home to Minnesota and open up a private practice and be, own her own business, be self-employed, run her own business, and help people and pass on the good work.
And speak from firsthand experience. Yeah. Maybe she'll specialize in the field of arthritis, who knows. All right, bottom line here is you have an opportunity if you want to talk with Tim or the folks at the Hypnotherapy Academy of America and become a certified clinical hypnotherapist. I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's
worth it. It's worth it.
I mean, 450 hours is not too shabby for a profession.
Right. And we make it so that everybody's completely prepared to open up their own private practice and go help people. But we train folks who are already so you don't have to have any background in medicine or psychology to take the course because hypnotherapy is not a medical treatment nor a psychiatric treatment. Mm-hmm. But we do train a lot of folks who are in medicine, nurses and respiratory techs. But
well, it can be an adjunct certification to what they're doing or just full time.
And that's what it is. It's an adjunct in the medical world. Yeah, it sure is.
Okay. 505-983-1515 is the phone number, 983-1515. The website is hypnotherapyacademy.com. And if you have any interest, call. And it's always good talking with you.
Thank you very much.